Welcome to the Model Railroader, your ultimate destination for all things railroading. From trains.com, we bring you step-by-step modeling and construction projects, insightful reviews, tips from the experts, and more. This program is proudly presented by Aftersight, a community hub for audio news, entertainment, and resources. Find us at aftersight.org. This program is intended to be used solely by individuals who are blind or have low vision. All aboard!
Thank you for joining us for the Model Railroader magazine, read by Jason Consul. The first article is on trains.com, conducted by Eric White. Wired for Sound. Bryson Sleppy shows how he installed an ESU lock sound decoder in an Atlas Nippon Shirio Metra cab car. Bryson is a fan of modern commuter and passenger equipment, and these cars are part of the push-pull service that takes commuters to and from Chicago. For these cars to deliver the ultimate in realism, they need to be able to sound the horn and bell for grade crossings and other situations. Bryson takes you step-by-step through the process of taking apart the Atlas model and installing the sound decoder. If you've never tried installing a sound decoder before, this might be a great place to start. Read more about it on trains.com. The next inset article is Train Fest Update. National Model Railroad Association President Gordy Robinson chats with Trains.com staff writer Lucas Iverson about plans for TrainFest 2025. The NMRA has taken over organization of the event, and it's a big part of the NMRA's 90th anniversary. Check out the video to learn more. The next inset article is On the Straight and Narrow. Trains.com director David Popp and Bryson Sleppy take up their track gang skills to get trains on the East Troy Industrial Park project moving. In this video, you can learn all the tips and tricks for laying track on a new layout. Highlights include working with flex track, laying turnouts, and making provisions for using turnout motors and wiring frogs, and installing track with adhesive caulk and or track nails. Check out the East Troy Industrial Park series on trains.com video. The final inset article is The Forums Are Back. You might have heard this already, but if you haven't, the popular Model Railroader forums have been rebuilt with much of the original content saved and are now open for business. There are subcategories for general discussion, layouts and layout building, electronics and DCC, prototype information for the modeler, and a beginner's area. In addition, there are forums for other railroad magazines as well. Traffic is getting heavy, so be sure to check them out. The next article is From the Editor by Eric White. What's the right size layout for you? Our Trains of Thought columnist, Tony Kester, addresses the idea that Model Railroader is a champion of large, basement-filling layouts. As he points out, there are a number of reasons for this, but we know a basement empire isn't the best solution for everyone. In 1951, Lynn Westcott, before he became editor of Model Railroader, wrote about his idea for a, quote, million-dollar layout, end quote. This grand thought experiment imagined a purpose-built structure to house the layout, which would have been comparatively vast. We've probably all daydreamed about building a layout without limits, but few of us have the resources of money or time to realize those dreams. Though I have a basement at my disposal, I have yet to set the first L girder, let alone get started laying track. Instead, I have a much more manageable shelf layout in my living room. When I wrote about Lynn's idea on trains.com a few years ago, parentheses, thoughts on Lynn Westcott's idea for a $1 million model railroad, close parentheses, I reached out to layout designer and builder Lance Mindheim of the Shelf Layouts Company. He pointed out that it's not just building a big layout that's a significant commitment, but also maintaining it. But that's not all. Younger modelers are less likely to own their own homes, which puts further restrictions on what they can or might want to do. If you're renting a home, be it an apartment or a house, do you feel confident that you'll be there long enough to complete a large layout project to a point where you can enjoy it? Even if you own your home, do you work in a field where you can expect to stay in the same area long term? Maybe smaller layouts are a better answer for you. Smaller layouts make smaller demands on your resources. They don't cost as much to build as there's less lumber and track, and probably fewer pieces of rolling stock and locomotives. You probably won't need as many structures either, unless you're modeling an urban setting. If a layout is small enough, it can be made to be movable. You'll want to design it so it's self-supporting rather than attached to the walls. This way, you could take it with you if you relocate. And smaller layouts are easier to maintain. There's less track to clean and maybe fewer turnouts. But what is a small layout? We've run stories on spare bedroom-sized model railroads we've called small and heard from readers that's too much space to devote to a layout. Some layouts blur the boundary between diorama and model railroad. To me, if you can do some sort of railroad operation, then it's a model railroad. And if it's a model railroad, we're interested in hearing about it. Let us know what you're doing. The next section is news and reviews conducted by Cody Grivno. First up is HO Scale. Electromotive Division GP9 Diesel Locomotive. This Walther's mainline road switcher is decorated for Central Vermont, Chesapeake and Ohio, Denver and Rio Grande Western, Illinois Central, Louisville and Asheville, Sioux Line, Southern Pacific, and Union Pacific in 2 to 4 road numbers per scheme. The HO scale model features plastic and die-cast metal construction, see-through steps, prototype-specific details, and molded drill starter points for grab irons, parentheses, detail kit number 910-258, sold separately, close parentheses. Direct current models with a 21-pin DCC plug and factory-installed 28mm round speakers sell for $159.98. Versions with ESU sound and DCC are priced at $214.98. William K. Walther's Incorporated, reachable at 414-527-0770 or walthers.com. HO Scale Locomotives. Electromotive Division GP50 Diesel Locomotive. Burlington Northern, Chesapeake and Ohio, Toledo, Peoria and Western, Southern Railway, and St. Louis, San Francisco or Frisco. Full cab interior and see-through cab windows. Detailed fuel tank with fillers, gauges, and breather pipes. Factory-applied uncoupling levers, wire grab irons, see-through etched metal steps, and flexible rubber MU hoses. Direct current model, $249.99. With DCC and sound, $349.99. Genesis series, Athearn trains, reachable at 800-338-4639 or athearn.com. HO Scale Rolling Stock. National Steel Car 73-foot Center Beam Flat Car. Trailer Train, BC Rail, BNSF Railway, Canadian National, Copper Basin Railway, Norfolk Southern, Ontario Northern, Union Pacific, and Wisconsin Central. Road-specific details. Factory-installed rubber air hoses, metal grab irons, and uncoupling levers, and see-through metal crossover platforms. Single car, $59.95. Six-pack, $359.70. Rapido Trains Incorporated, reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. Next is the Trinity 5,161 cubic foot capacity, 3-bay covered hopper. Crab Orchard and Egyptian Railway, Kansas City Southern, Missouri Pacific, Potash Corporation, Southern Pacific Santa Fe, and Union Pacific. Photo-etched metal running boards, 100-ton roller bearing trucks with rotating bearing caps, and body-mounted McHenry scale couplers. Single car, $64.99, parentheses, primed for grime, $69.99, close parentheses. Three-pack, $149.99, parentheses, primed for grime, $164.99, close parentheses. Genesis series, Athearn trains, reachable at 800-338-4639 or athearn.com. HO scale passenger equipment. 85-foot heavyweight paired window coach. Chesapeake and Ohio, Milwaukee Road, New York Central, and Union Pacific. Also available painted green but unlettered. Detailed interior with factory-equipped light-emitting diode illumination, factory-installed grab irons, and freestanding brake gear, steam traps, and generator. $109.98, Walther's Proto, William K. Walther's Incorporated, reachable at 414-527-0770 or walthers.com. HO scale structures. Sinclair Station. Factory assembled, limited edition structure with illuminated interior and exterior, two service bays, service and washing, rooftop details, and three gas pumps. Includes two vehicles. Lights require 4.5-volt power supply, available separately. Measures 6¾-inch by 5-inch by 2 5/8-inch. $39.99. Menards. Reachable at menards.com/trains. Plastic pellet plant background building. Injection molded plastic hit. Brick and metal processing structure with sliding access doors and rooftop air conditioner. Four tall storage silos. Loading rack with piping for two cars. Overhead walkways and decal signs. Main building measures 15 3/8-inch by 1 3/8-inch by 4.5 inches. Silos measure 27 9/16-inch by 2 3/8-inch by 8 1/4-inch. $49.98. Cornerstone Series. William K. Walther's Incorporated. Reachable at 414-527-0770 or walthers.com. HO scale accessories. Ford F-850 box van. Beacons, Denver and Rio Grande Western. Great Northern. Catsburg Brothers. Penguin Ginger Ale. Penn Central, Pennsylvania Railroad, and Union Pacific. Also available painted gloss black and white, but unlettered. Molded cab interior with factory applied steering wheel, clear window glazing, and rolling vinyl tires. $39.99. Athearn trains, reachable at 800-338-4639 or athearn.com. HO scale track. Code 83, number 5, single crossovers. Left and right hand versions with 2-inch centers. Fully assembled with snap action points, solid point rails, and insulated frogs with built-in jumper for powering as desired. Current jumpers, entering and leaving frogs. Insulated tie bar. Thin profile ties molded in dark brown plastic with wood grain detail. Spike mounting holes next to the rail. Molded drill starter points on bottom of ties for track nails, number 948-83106, sold separately. Custom formulated nickel silver rail. Walther's track, William K. Walther's Incorporated, reachable at 414-527-0770 or walthers.com. N-scale passenger equipment. Bombardier LRC coach car. Via Rail Canada, multiple paint schemes. Available in coach, Via 1, and business class configurations. Working marker lights, etched metal stirrup steps, detailed interior with prototype colors, and tinted window glazing. Track-powered interior lighting compatible with direct current and digital command control. Suggested minimum radius 14 inches. $79.95. Rapido Trains Incorporated, reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. N-Scale Details and Accessories. Wrapped lumber load for 73-foot center beam flat car. Canfor, Domtar, Georgia Pacific, Idaho Forest Group, Irving Sierra Pacific Timbec, and Tolco. Four pattern designs, two designs per package. Parentheses, each package loads one modern 73-foot center beam bulkhead flat car sold separately. Close parentheses. Loads are held together and two car by magnets. $14.95. Rapido Bits line, Rapido Trains Incorporated, reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. Electromotive Division GP60 Diesel Locomotive. Atlas recently released the first run of this four-axle road locomotive in its master line. The N-Scale GP60 is decorated for Denver and Rio Grande Western, BNSF Railway, Green Mountain Railroad, Southern Pacific, Texas-Mexican Railway, Union Pacific, and Vermont Railway. The model is offered in 1 to 3 road numbers per scheme. An undecorated version is also available. Product features include a scale speed motor, blackened metal wheels, and body-mounted Accumate couplers. Direct current models with a factory-installed speaker retail for $144.95. Versions with an ESU sound decoder are priced at $254.95. Subtract $10 for undecorated models. Atlas Model Railroad Company, reachable at 908-687-0880 or shop.atlasrr.com. Next is Z-Scale Locomotives. Electromotive Division SD50 Diesel Locomotive. Denver and Rio Grande Western, black and orange with large quote-unquote Flying Grande lettering. Two road numbers. Prototype specific details, directional light emitting diode lighting, blackened metal wheels, traction tires, and auto latch couplers. Vertical handrails and step faces painted white. Factory printed EMD builder's plates and trest plates. Contact manufacturer for pricing information. American Z Line, reachable at AmericanZLine.com. Z Scale Freight Cars. Modified 1937 Association of American Railroads 40-foot boxcar. Chicago and Northwestern, parentheses brown with, quote, root of the 400, end quote, slogan, close parentheses. Etched metal running boards, positionable doors, solid bearing trucks with blackened metal wheel sets, and truck mounted auto latch knuckle couplers without trip pins. Single car and two pack. Contact manufacturer for pricing information. American Z Line, reachable at AmericanZLine.com. Next is the club offerings. Chicago and Northwestern Pullman Standard 4750 3 bay covered hopper. AccuRail HO Scale Kit custom decorated for the Chicago and Northwestern Historical Society. Three road numbers. Single car $40, three pack $105, shipping included. Illinois residents at 8.25% tax. Complimentary INTX Remark decals also available. Please send stamped self-addressed envelope to address below. C and NWHS Company Store, P.O. Box 406, Union, Illinois 60180, or cnwhs.org. Next is Aurora Miniatures HO Scale GMD SD50F. A General Motors Diesel Limited SD50F is the second HO scale road locomotive released by Aurora Miniatures North America Incorporated. The six-axle unit, based on a prototype built for Canadian National, features an injection-molded plastic body, a heavy die-cast zinc alloy chassis, and an assortment of light-emitting diode lighting features. Canadian National ordered two groups of SD50F diesels. The initial 40 units, constructed between April 1985 and February 1986, were built under order number C-455. The locomotives were numbered 5400 through 5439 and assigned to the railroad's GF-636A class. An additional 20 units were produced between February and July 1987 under order number C-461. The diesels, 5440 through 5459, were assigned to the GF-636B class. Our sample is decorated as Dakota, Missouri Valley, and Western 5454. The SD-50F was built in March 1987 for CN with the same number. It was sold to the regional carrier based in Bismarck, North Dakota, in 2008. The Aurora Miniatures model features many factory-applied parts, including a snowplow, MU and train line hoses, and formed wire uncoupling levers. The 5454 accurately has the horn adjacent to the exhaust stack on the car body and the ditch lights mounted on the deck. The front and rear handrails and stanchions are painted plastic. Formed wire was used for the body-mounted vertical handrails and grab irons. The SD-50F has a four-piece windshield with flush-fitting glazing and freestanding wipers. Among the items in the detailed cab interior are three seats, consoles, and an electrical cabinet. The operating radiator fans are certainly the star of the show on this model. The improved fan drive unit is much quieter than on Aurora's previously released HO scale SD-60F. Our review sample is neatly painted in DMVW's orange and gray paint scheme. The orange is opaque, and the color separation lines are crisp. The model we received is equipped with an ESU LockSound V5 sound decoder. The instruction manual is available under the product support tab on the manufacturer's website. Aurora doesn't recommend running DCC models using direct current. For workbench testing, I used an NCE power cab. At step one, the SD-50F moved at less than 1 scale mile per hour. At step 28, the model achieved a top speed of 51 scale miles per hour. For real-world testing, I took the SD-50F to the Winston-Salem southbound. The six-axle unit had no issue navigating the number 4 turnouts and 30-degree crossing while switching industries on the tar branch. I've always been a fan of cowl-bodied diesels, and Aurora Miniatures has done a fine job on its HO scale SD-50F. The freestanding detail parts, combined with lights, sounds, and animation, make this six-axle road unit a real eye-catcher. Signed, Gody Grivno, Senior Editor. Facts and Features. Price: direct current model with 21-pin MTC connector and dual sugar cube speakers, $249.99. With ESU LockSound V5 sound decoder, $349.99. Manufacturer: Aurora Miniatures North America Incorporated, located at 20 Kilchurn Castle Drive, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, M1T2W4, or na.auroraminiatures.com. Era: April 1985 to present, varies by road name. Road names: SD-50F, Dakota, Missouri Valley, and Western, parentheses gray and orange with reporting marks on body, close parentheses, and Canadian National, parentheses North America, single stripe and zebra stripes, close parentheses. SD-50AF, CN, parentheses zebra stripes, close parentheses, and DMVW, herald on body. 1 to 4 road numbers per paint scheme. Features: body-mounted Aurora Janney couplers at correct height. Metal wheel stubs mounted on plastic axles, 2 out of gauge. Minimum radius, 18 inches. Recommended radius, 22 inches. Weight, 1 pound, 5.7 ounces. Thank you for joining us for the Model Railroader Magazine, read by Jason Consul.
You've been listening to the Model Railroader, brought to you by Trains.com. That's TRANES.com. in collaboration with AfterSight. If you've enjoyed this episode, we invite you to visit our website at aftersight.org for more audio editions and original podcasts. For additional inquiries or to contact us, call us at 303-786-7777 or email contact@aftersight.org. Thank you for listening.